Welcome to show number 103 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hopefully you guys are all doing very good out there. Hopefully everything's going well. I saw a lot of interesting things at Target and Walmart. Saw the shelves were stocked, but it looked like people had bought some packs and some things had been purchased since I had been there the last couple days. So I thought that was interesting. It's good. And hopefully you're at a hobby shop and you're seeing stuff move. I know when I called my hobby shop, they didn't have some stuff, and it seemed like people had come in and bought some things. So, hey, that's good. Hopefully things are going well, and that's a sign of things to come. Well, hey, speaking of things to come on this program, we're going to have three different interviews from the National Sports Card Collectors Convention. That's a mouthful. But we're going to bring on Kevin from Historic Autograph Company. We're going to have Thomas Fish from Blowout Cards. And we're going to bring Greg, a.k.a. at Scooby Cub. That's how I know him, from Upper Deck. And that's a very interesting – they're all interesting interviews. So we'll bring all that to you here in just a little bit. But I've got a few bits of news items. First of all, I noticed some products that were scheduled to release very shortly got pushed back. This was fairly recent. Panini Prominence Football, I almost could have called this. Panini hadn't released much info on this. Usually they do a box break on their blog and stuff like that, and they hadn't released any of that information on Panini Prominence Football from 2012. It was supposed to come out, I think, on August 29th, but it got pushed back about a half month to September 19th. So you'll find that later next month, and I believe that's probably about when it comes out, because if it gets pushed back again, there's some other sets that would have to get pushed back. So if it doesn't get pushed back, if it gets pushed back again, you'll see lots of movement in October. But anyways, Panini Prominence Football moved from the end of this month into the middle of next month, September 19th, as of today. Topps Platinum Football, you don't normally see Topps move stuff back. So if they're moving stuff back, you definitely expect everybody else to move it back. Topps Platinum Football got moved from September 5th to September 12th. And Retro Basketball, you'll hear Greg from Upper Deck talk about Retro Basketball, Upper Deck Retro Basketball coming out. It looks like it has a hard release. This has been pushed back and kind of moved around a little bit, but it looks like for sure September 6th, as of today, I say for sure, but it definitely during September, I think you'll see that product. And that's a couple things I wanted to bring to your attention in terms of release dates. The other thing I wanted to bring to your attention was that eBay is allowing you to list your cards. You might already know about this. I saw banners on the side of the site. I know my brother posted an article. I'm sure it's been around at other places on forums as well. But if you haven't heard about it, maybe we're breaking news to you here, you can sell or list your cards for the rest of the year for free. And basically for free, eBay's not going to give away anything for free. This is a huge money maker for eBay, because what they do is they allow you to list for free, which is nothing, like normally 10 cents for them. I mean, they give away like 50 for free or whatever. I don't know. eBay has really complex fee structure. I don't know why. It's kind of silly. But the way they make their money is PayPal, which is simple, and those are the best businesses. PayPal is relatively simple. It's even simple on the back end. It's not that hard to, keep track of financial transactions. So anyways, you can list for free on eBay. I think that's great. Even if you don't sell, it's great if you're a buyer, because it just encourages sellers to list more and more stuff. So it increases price competition. It puts up more cards. Maybe you guys have rare cards or cards you haven't seen in a while, or maybe cards that typically aren't worth maybe listing on eBay. Maybe sellers are going to list them, and you're going to have your shot at a wider breadth of cards. So I think that's exciting for if you sell or not, it's exciting. And it goes through the rest of the year. Plus, it shows that eBay pays attention. eBay's the quote-unquote world's marketplace, so they could run a promotion for anything. The fact that they're doing it for sports cards and they're doing it for the rest of the year, they had a banner up at the sports card convention. And, that's that's powerful stuff. We want to, you know, pay attention to that, that a public company like eBay that has all kinds of pressures from the outside and investors to make money. Well, one of the ways they're thinking about making money is by letting sellers list cards for free. So it's, you know, people that say cards are dying, cards are dead. If they were dead, eBay wouldn't even pay attention to them really. They wouldn't run a promotion for them. Typically, eBay doesn't run a promotion that's, quote, free that doesn't make them money. So they're doing this to make money. And it also means that sports cards is one of their easiest ways they think to make money. Quote, I mean, easy for eBay. So anyways, moving on, let's move on. Which quarterback has higher card values? I put this survey up a while ago. I just wanted to bring this to our attention. RG3, right before we start the season, it was almost a dead heat. RG3 had 22 votes, and Andrew Luck had 17. But hey, Ryan Tannehill is in there. This Russell, is it Wilson, I think is his last name, from the Seahawks, is in there throwing. He's going to be a starter. There's all kinds of starters. Brandon Whedon's a starter. There's like a couple more. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. So there's going to be a lot of ridiculous, like in a good way, because if you're doing fantasy, that kind of opens up a bunch of doors and you can store one of those guys as a backup and maybe they do well for you. So there's just lots of interesting things, but it's great for cards because we got these two guys at the top and they kind of set a high bar. If Ryan Tannehill comes out and throws three touchdowns and they win a couple games, you better believe his cards are going to move up there even higher. They're already there. If he starts throwing, you know, touchdowns, he'll do well. And Andrew Luck and RG3, if they play like fans think they will, it's just going to be good for the hobby. So let's cross our fingers. Hope all these guys stay healthy. You can't touch the quarterback much anyways. So they hopefully will stay healthy, and hopefully your team's quarterback will stay healthy, and we'll have a good football season. Hey, switching gears to baseball. Good Lord, Rogers Clemens. We haven't talked about him since we've, you know, talked about steroids in sports, it seems like. So he's coming back, trying to push back his Hall of Fame clock, I guess, or something. I don't think he needs the money. Maybe he does after fighting a big legal battle. Maybe he needs money. Maybe he's trying to push back his clock. I don't know. But, you know, I gotta admire his strategy. I do believe the longer and longer you wait, the more we're going to look back. I've said this for 4 years on this podcast. You know, we just got those guys that did steroids just got to wait. Our attitude will continue to soften as time goes on. We soften. That's just people's nature in general, is to just soften and not hold grudges. I mean, certain people definitely hold grudges longer, and there's definitely certain situations where you want to hold the grudge longer. But after a while, you kind of get over it. You know, I know fans in San Francisco are all up in arms about Melky Cabrera taking steroids. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, the whole league, he's not the only one. I tell you what, he just happened to be leading the league in batting, and it happened to be a unique situation. So, but definitely, speaking of unique situations, Roger Clemens, just ridiculous. I meant to go look to see if people are paying a little bit more for his cards. I can imagine he's seen a little action here, but he has so many cards and stuff like that, and the sellers are just waiting. They're just, their mouths are just drooling. If Roger can make some kind of comeback, they'll just unload. So I don't think there's a huge like buy and sell opportunity. It's just going to be find your Roger Clemens, and if he happens to pitch and people want to collect him again, you know, everybody comes back in style. You know, tight jeans came back in style. Just a lot. Apple came back. Apple was almost bankrupt, then it came back in style. Now they're like the most valuable company. So everything comes back in style. So, hey, speaking, I got all these great, you think I'd plan this out, I got all these great transitions. But speaking of coming back into style, transitioning into our interview now, Greg from Upper Deck, they're coming out with Upper Deck Retro Basketball. And I won't speak too much about this product because he does a great job of talking. Obviously, he's involved with the company, so he's been involved with this set for a while. But, you know, hey, if you're a fan of the – I remember basketball. People, you know, people don't remember basketball when Vince Carter won the dunk contest, and back when, you know, even before that, when Jordan was winning dunk contest, and Dominique was in them, and just Larry Bird was winning three-point contests, and you had the NBC games with Pat Riley at halftime. Basketball was – huge, and it dwarfed all the other sports, just it was just on a big roll. So that was kind of the glory days definitely for basketball cards, because basketball cards didn't have a huge, huge history before that. Obviously had sets from Topps and stuff like that, and had that Fleer set and Star, but really that like mid-90s and all the inserts, and when it started getting, when Jordan in his heyday, that's what we remember. And Upper Deck's bringing that back with Upper Deck Retro Basketball, which comes out, I believe, like I said, on September 6th, I do believe, now that I just dropped my paper, but it is September 6th. I'll stop talking about the product. Bring on the expert. This is my brother, courtesy of the National Sports Collectors Convention in Baltimore a few weeks ago. Here we go. Upper Deck, talking about Upper Deck Retro Basketball and several other sets right after this. What's going on, everybody? With Greg Cohn with Upper Deck Sports. Greg, let's talk a little bit about this. I just actually got a little preview of some of these precious metal gems that are going to be coming out in Fleer Retro Basketball product you got coming out in September. Give collectors a little insight into that. I'm a kid from the 90s, so I remember how hot these cards are, and anybody who knows anything about basketball cards know how hot these cards are, even to this day on eBay. I mean, these cards explode, and I just got a preview of the blues and the reds and the greens. Tell people about those specific cards, and then what else is coming in the Fleer Retro set.
Well, as everyone knows, if you just mentioned the retro, the inserts from the 90s are hugely popular right now, and they've never been more popular. They're exploding in value. We've seen the Jordan sell for almost 20 grand, the Kobe's for 12. So we thought it was a perfect timing to bring back these 90s inserts. We enjoy bringing value auto products that aren't necessarily driven around autographs and memorabilia like back in the 90s. So we built this product. It's coming out around early September, and in each box, which is a $200 box, you're going to get six autographs and four inserts that varied from the 90s inserts. Precious metal gems, which you just had a peek at, Jambalaya, Cut Above, Intimidation Nation, Flair Row O Legacy. We have that coming, and how the product is built is there's two inner boxes in each $200 box. Each inner box will have three autos and two inserts from this, so six and four. We did all 4 years of autographics, so some guys might have four different autographs. We went and bought back 23 different Jordan inserts from the 90s, and he signed them. They're all one-on-ones.
Oh, wow.
So we have that in the product as well. It's just a beautiful product, and it's all harkens back to these glory days of the 90s. So, I mean, the value of these Jordan precious metal gem or LeBron precious metal gem, Dr. J, will be huge, and we know that. We added everyone remembers the red and the green. Those are the ones. But we added a never-seen-before blue version, which are just, you saw that glows. It's a beautiful card. So those are numbered to 50. We added that in new this year. And it just, we wanted people to realize, you know, the memories people have of Fleer in the 90s were basketball and these inserts. These inserts back in the day were the autographs and the mem of those days. That's where the value was. That's where the chase was, so to speak. And we realize the value now, and people want to see something different, and that's what we're showing them. And the funny thing is, it was harder than I thought to do this, because some of these technologies haven't been done in so long, no one does them anymore. And we actually found the original company from back in the 90s that did the Jambalaya and did the precious metal gems. We went back to them to do it. And it took them about 8 months to get it right.
Wow.
So it was a hard product. That's why it's been delayed a little bit. People understand that. We want to make sure it was kind of done right. And we're close now. We're finally there. So September is the release date. And it's, you know, I'm sure most of your stores will have it. It's been sold out for months. People were anticipating it. It's like we knew it would be well received, but we didn't expect to get the want for it as we have. It's been overwhelming. For, you know, you think, oh, it's Fleer, but oh my God, it's been overwhelming. At this show alone, we're at the National right now. It's all I'm asked about. That and a couple other products. I all want to know about the Exquisites and Fleer Retro Basketball. So I'm excited. We're excited about it.
What are some of the autograph names, in the, if you can share with us at least a little bit, some of the guys that you have going in that set?
Sure. Well, you have LeBron and Jordan. You know, you're typical guys. Bill Russell, Jimmer Fredette, one of the hot rookies from last year. Off the top of my head, I think Dennis Rodman. Some of the, you know, the key legends of that era, probably off the top of my head. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Oh, my.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Wow.
I want to say John Stockton. So we have it's loaded up with great autographs. But we didn't want this product to be about it. Even though the autographs are in there, it's about the inserts.
Right.
So as many of the great names that are in there, it's not a product like, let's say, All Time Greats or Exquisite, where you're going to see the biggest names. The autographs of the top guys are rare. They're in there, but they're rarer than they would be in Exquisite or a UD Black or something like that, or an All Time Greats. But they are in there. But you still get six autographs for a box, which is a lot of autographs. And we want people to collect the autograph set in this.
You mentioned Exquisite, which is coming out very soon. I know you're headed down to North Carolina to get busy on that. Tell a little bit about that and what collectors can look forward to with that set.
Well, this is my eighth year at Upper Deck, and I've done all the Exquisite football. This is one I'm most excited about, actually. It's going to be, I release the week of the 20th in August, I believe. I'm flying out of North Carolina to hand-pack this product, every card by hand, and there's some of the stuff I've already seen is absolutely phenomenal. First of all, it's five autographs a box this time. And the autographed rookie patches, which are the driver behind the product, they're back to 1.5 inches this year. Last year, we went down to 1 inch. This year, they're back to that huge patch. I'd say 70 to 75% of every autographed rookie patch is a multicolor, a logo, or the school's logo. It's just absolutely phenomenal. We have Exquisite 12 signed book cards in this with 12 autographs on the card.
Wow.
Wow. We have a program on this where I can't really indulge too much info yet, but it's something that no one's ever seen before. I'll put it that way. It's a way that you're going to be able to construct your own autograph card.
Wow.
With the autographs already there. You don't have to send it in or anything. It's right there for it.
Wow.
I'd say two-thirds of every box now have some kind of an A hit. This is the most autographs we've done of guys like Elway, Marino, Name. Those guys are all over this product. Aikman, Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders. The top rookies, obviously this is the Cam, the product's late, so it's the Cam Newton rookie crop. And then one of the surprises we started with last year that we'll have it in this year is you will also get 2012 rookies in this. So it's going to have Exquisite Robert Griffin. It's going to have the Exquisite Trent Richardson, Blackman. And then there is a mystery Exquisite trade card in this as well that we've already introduced in a few products this year for a unnamed
Andrew Luck
round draft pick.
Can't
say who it's going to be yet, but I promise you this, it'll be someone pretty big. So we're excited about this. Exquisite, obviously, huge. And it's one of our lower volume Exquisites in the last few years as well. We did that to keep redemptions a little bit down, just to keep the value there. So it's coming soon. We're excited about it.
Tell us about, just quickly, your experience kind of at the National and what you Upper Deck has going on here and what you've been communicating with collectors about.
Well, we have our program we do every year, which is, you buy five packs from our various vendors out here. You bring them over to us. They open up. You get one of our packs. We've seen about five Jordans pulled today out of our bonus packs.
Woo!
So that's been LeBron James. That's been hugely popular. We have another program going on where if you buy a case, so a case of SPX hockey, a case of SP game used hockey, or a case of Legends football, you enter into a drawing, you're guaranteed to win one really cool card. So far, we've seen some awesome cards come out of that. That's one of the programs we have going here. But for me, it's not even about that. For me, it's coming here and getting the collectors. I don't mind. Collectors can ask me the hard questions. They can ask me the easy ones. They want to know why products are delayed or why, what they love about a product, what they hate about a product, and I'll answer them the best I can. People that know me at this point pretty know I'm pretty honest about stuff. So if it's something that we feel we screwed up on, I'll tell you. Or if we feel that, they're wrong about saying, hey, if someone asked me today, how come you guys don't put enough autographs of this player? And I'll say, well, I promise you, we put more of a certain player than any other company is. Unfortunately, maybe you haven't seen it, but, I could guarantee that. And I love answering questions about the retros of the world that's coming out. All-Time Greats Sports, which is a product that's, if everyone remembers All-Time Greats Basketball, this is a sports version that's got autographs of Tiger Woods, Mike Tyson, Landon Donovan, Kelly Slater, Jordan, LeBron, Gretzky, Orr, Marino, Elway. It's the most loaded thing you'll ever see. It's got autographs with Gretzky with a cut signature of a hockey legend. It's got autographs of, let's say, Mike Tyson with a cut of maybe Joe Louis. I mean, it's so loaded up, it's ridiculous. So I love talking about that. The Exquisites. We still have Exquisite Basketball coming out hopefully at the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
Where the way it's pretty much set up is there's three boxes in a case. One box gets a LeBron auto. One box gets Jordan. One box gets an auto of either Bird, Magic, Russell, Bird, Magic, Russell, Dr. J, or one other super legend. So it's just, those are coming out. I love talking about that. I've had a lot of people want to talk about the mascot patches.
Uh-huh.
And for next year's UD football, we're bringing back the 60 mascot patches.
Okay.
So we have an extension for that. It's a 3-year program, and those are gaining in value right now to the point where, we had the Mike the Tiger sold for $525 the other day. The short prints sell very well.
Wow.
So I love talking about those kind of products. Legends football, we had a guy crack two cases of Legends football today. Hard side, he pulled the very short print Aaron Rodgers auto, John Elway auto, He pulled a Cam Newton auto. He pulled the Eddie George, which Eddie George isn't a guy when I put a loop together, I even thought about making him an A hit or a B hit. He sells for over $300 consistently. We have guys like Marinovic and Mandarich who haven't had signatures in forever. That product alone carries 26 different Heisman Trophy winners in it. So that's, I love seeing the people open this stuff. So that's what I love about the show. People talking about the passion. The passion here is great. The collectors, and when they're passionate in a way that they're upset with something, I like that too. They tell us. That's where we, that's the only way we know if we're doing something wrong or right, is if the collector tells us. Say, hey, this sucks. Don't do this again. Okay. Or bad. Or if they say, we love that you do this. They love the all-time greats basketball. They, you know, we keep hearing about they want us to get our licenses back. And we're working on it. We had a long conversation with someone today about how much they enjoy that we're having the CLC. It was an untapped market. And then we explained to them, you know what? We wanted to make sure when we got the college license, we built like we were building our NFL license stuff. No corners. The thickest cards for exquisite. We made sure we put jerseys on the rookies. We had our own photo shoot. We haven't had guys like Namath, Paul Horning, Barry Sanders. They're wearing jerseys that we sent. We're having a photo op with them, so we're going to cut those up. When do you ever see a Joe Namath Alabama-worn shirt? He's wearing jerseys. We have pictures up. It's beautiful. So we're having those coming next year's releases as well.
Greg, tell us how people can contact you and get a hold of you, either on Twitter, social media, email.
They can Twitter, definitely, which is like a Scooby Cub, right? You can email me, greg_cohen@upperdeck.com, or you know, you find me in various ways. You can send a message to our Facebook page, Upper Deck's Facebook page, and I'm one of the administrators on that, so I'll read that too. And I almost always will answer someone when they ask me a question. If you have, I'll do my best, but almost always.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Greg.
My pleasure.
And we are back. That was a very exciting interview. I thought there was tons of great information there. And again, at Scooby Cub is his Twitter name. And that's one of the best ways to get people's opinions and stuff like that. If you really like that interview, get on Twitter. And I don't follow Facebook quite as much. Maybe that kind of stuff goes on Facebook, but definitely on Twitter. And you can engage pretty easily on Twitter as well. So get at Greg at Scooby Cub on Twitter if you want to know more about Upper Deck and get to know. But there was a lot of interesting things in that interview. Let's not go too far from the interview. He said right in the beginning it took they went back to the original company that made like the Jambalayas and the retro cards that they're coming out with. Said it took them 8 months to get the cards right. That's amazing. Maybe we've gone so far into like the digital age where we have all these printer technologies that you don't need to layer foils and all kinds of cardboard like they used to get these designs. I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. I can only guess, but I thought that was really interesting that was part of the reason why the product has been delayed was because they couldn't get the cards to replicate the originals close enough. And so I thought that's amazing. That's fascinating stuff. Another fascinating stuff right at the end gave you some information about Exquisite Basketball, which they're hoping is coming out at the end of the year. I haven't really seen any information on that. Gave you a breakdown per case. You get a Jordan and a LeBron per 3-box case. And the last box is going to be some big hits. So bust out your – better bring your Visa on that one and get your limit jacked up or give them a call. He said there were legends. They were sending like jerseys and stuff to Barry Sanders and Joe Namath and stuff, and they were putting them on, getting a photo op, and they were cutting those up, and that'll be in products next year. So interesting stuff. So very interesting. Well, to move right along to another interesting interview, this is Thomas Fish from Blowout Cards. You all know Blowout. You've all shopped there. You've all maybe checked a price or two there. So we'll catch up with him. This was, again, from the National Sports Collectors Convention in Baltimore a few weeks ago. Blowout Cards right here.
We are here with Thomas Fish from Blowout Sports Cards here at the 2012 National Sports Card Collection Convention in Baltimore, Maryland. Thomas, tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on. You got a huge booth, tons of unopened product. You guys are one of the leading retailers of boxes and cases on the internet. Probably, in my humble opinion, you are the leader in that. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on here at the convention and what you're excited about here.
Okay, great. Well, Every year, the National Sports Card Convention is hosted in various cities on the East Coast and in the Midwest, and this is our one time that we can get in front of our customers, show them what we're all about, blow our cards, having very competitive prices here at the show, as we do online, but being able to see the customers and interact with them, get feedback from them from what we're doing on our site and what we're doing here at the show. I mean, this is our one time where we could really show them that, you know, we really do care, and customer service is a big priority for us at blowoutcards.com.
What's moving the best in terms of sports card product? What's moving the best? What are you seeing kind of flying off your table over here?
Well, here at the National, the manufacturers, Topps, Panini, Upper Deck, Historic, Autographs, and In the Game. Typically at these type of events, they have redemption programs where consumers come and they can buy a box, and the manufacturers are here and they give them extra incentives. It gets a lot of the collectors excited because some of these redemption cards are only available at these type of events, and it's going real well. All the manufacturers that are here that are participating in those type of things, we're seeing a lot of positive feedback and we're selling a lot of product.
Overall, just your kind of in general, what do you think is the most positive thing going right now in the sports card industry? Here we are at the convention. What do you think kind of is just real positive kind of looking toward the end of the year and into the 2013?
Well, one thing for sure is Mike Trout stuff. I mean, here we have an athlete. He's real young, very exciting, and people want his rookie cards. I mean, he is definitely the talk of the week. I mean, he just hit another home run the other day, and people want to get a hold of his rookie cards. He's young, and who knows how long this guy is going to play for and how well he's going to do from years to come. But definitely Mike Trout is something that I'm excited about. Also RG3, being in Baltimore so close to DC, people are picking up those 2012 football cards to get that RG3 rookie card. And you know, a lot of these companies now have an RG3. You can actually buy a box and get an RG3 autograph rookie card. It's awesome. It really is.
Are you opening anything? What's the last thing you opened, and what do you enjoy kind of opening and busting?
I don't open anything. I actually enjoy watching the customers open stuff, because if I enjoyed it, it would not be good, because I've got so much stuff. I'd want to open it all, but I really get I'm very excited when a kid opens up boxes, even the adults, when they get excitement, they get something they want to get, and they get that big hit. That's what drives me. And, you know, obviously I'm here to sell cards, but I'm here to share my passion with this hobby. And I am a collector myself, and just to engage with the customers, that's what I'm really excited about.
Any advice you could give to maybe like first-time dealers or people maybe want to set up a booth at any type of show and even the convention? Any kind of advice you'd give to them, or cautionary tales or anything like that?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, if you're a dealer, you want to make money, and the way you're going to do that is to offer competitive prices, offer great service, enjoy what you do, let the customer know that you really appreciate what they're doing, and just have a good time, because that's what this hobby is about. It's about having a good time, and I'm a firm believer, if you work hard and you're fair to the customer, it's going to pay off. And, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm really happy with what I've built and my team's built. And I think we have a great team, and we're going to continue to provide customers with great service, great products, and great prices.
Tell everybody how they can find you on the web. And I know recently you guys opened kind of a retail store. Tell everybody about how they can find you, social media as well. How they can find Blowout Cards.
Great. We're blowoutcards.com on the web. You can follow us on Twitter at Blowout Cards. We have a Facebook page. We have a retail store that we just opened a few months ago in Chantilly, Virginia. That's open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also check us out on Blog TV at the Blowout Cards TV channel, where every day we're breaking boxes of cards for people that can watch us break them online. They can place an order. We can ship them the box if they want to see it broken on TV. Go to Blog TV, Blowout TV channel, and we're just going to do whatever we can to get our products in front of as many consumers as possible.
Fantastic. Thomas, thanks so much. Good luck with you the rest of the show.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. Take care.
And we are back. Thanks again to Blowout Cards for joining us at the National. Hey, some interesting tips there. The one that I took away there was definitely, if you're going to especially the National, where the card companies have those coordinated releases where they release the special cards there, what you want to do is stock up on the boxes. If they're saying, hey, it's only 2012 Bowman Platinum, it's only Panini 2012 Prestige, or whatever it is, you want to stock up on that, because like he said, those those redemption sets are only given out at the Nationals. Sometimes they're worth a lot of money. I was going back through the other day. I think it was 2008, Topps Chrome Baseball. They released a set at the National, and all those cards are worth a decent amount of money. All the base cards there, they looks like they gave out a whole base set to collectors, and those cards are worth some money. So as time goes on, those cards either get stuck away or they get in the hands of collectors and they don't get sold as much as they definitely did the first couple weeks after the convention. So collectors really like that stuff. They're willing to buy a box or a case or whatever it is to get another chance at some extra value because they know the companies put their best foot forward here. Because like he said, it's all about the customer and the promotion. And take away his points there. Definitely if you're looking to – I know there's lots of people looking to start their own sports card business and stuff like that. Take away what he said there about, you know, listening to the customer, and that's really important. That's something I've done at Sports Card Radio is just listen to what people say and listen to what kind of things they want on the website, listen to kind of things that other collectors say about sets and sets that they like and sets that they don't like, because you can learn a lot and learn from other people. And so this is a time to get out there. I'm sure definitely to make some money. I saw pictures of DA Cardwell bringing down like semi-trucks, so I'm sure Blowout Cards did the same thing. You know, so other than making money, maybe you're not at their level where you can rent, you know, a whole half booth or, you know, whole, you know, several different tables to put out as much product as you need. Maybe if you only got one table, take it as a time obviously if you have one table, there's a limited amount of money you can make. So take it as a time to get in front of your customers, listen to people, maybe see what people are buying, maybe what kind of things, what kind of store experience they're looking for online, and all of those kind of things. You want to take those all into account. So those are all kind of things you want to think about there. Our last interview comes from Kevin from Historic Autograph Company, and this is a really timely release of this interview because right about the time you listen to this, their set Why the Hall Not should come out. And like they said, it's pairing players they think that should be in the Hall of Fame with Hall of Famers, and there's all this kind of a mixture of Hall of Famers and players that should be in the Hall of Fame. And so I won't talk about the set that much because obviously the people behind the company do a much better job of that. So we'll come back right after this with Kevin from the Historic Autograph Company.
Hi, we're with Kevin Hefner with Historic Autograph Company here at the 2012 National Sports Collectors Convention in Baltimore, Maryland. And he's going to talk about brand new set that's coming out August 29th, Why the Hall Not, featuring two cut signatures from Shoeless Joe Jackson. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about this product and why collectors should be excited about it.
Well, collectors should be excited about Why the Hall Not because of the two Joe Jacksons. No product ever put out can boast that they had two different Joe Jackson autographs. One is a full name signature that's absolutely beautiful, especially for Joe. The other is a dual autograph with the infamous Pete Rose, both first name only, but it's quite a unique piece. It's the only time Rose and Jackson have ever been on the same card in autograph form. What we tried to do was choose all the players that would, could, and should be in the Hall of Fame and put them alongside a lot of Hall of Famers. There's also two Lou Gehrigs, two Roberto Clementes, 17 Ichiro Suzukis, there's Albert Pujols, Derek Jeters. Anybody that should be in the Hall of Fame is going to be in this set. There are 200 subjects, 125 of them are Hall of Famers that we compared to the 75 potential Hall of Famers so that people can discuss who should and could be in the Hall of Fame.
Now, this is going to be a limited release. Tell about the serial numbering on the boxes themselves.
The boxes themselves are going to be numbered to 3,000 only. This way, there's no difference between any retail or hobby. There's just 3,000 boxes. So the rate of pull for the Joe Jackson, or a Joe Jackson, would be 1 in 1,500 because there's two out of the 3,000.
Fantastic. And I just recently heard you got something coming up after this Why the Hall Not release, possibly a multi-sport release. Why don't you give fans a little taste of that?
Well, the Historic Autographs is finally going to dip its toe in the waters of stuff outside of baseball. And to do that, we're coming out with a 150 subject release that includes all Hall of Famers from all the other sports, including all the big names, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Nicholas. And then we're going to have a few Olympians you might know out there. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Michael Phelps will all be featured in this set.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about just your experience so far at the National here. We're on day two. Kind of what's your vibe so far, the collectors, and what you've seen so far?
Well, I couldn't be more impressed with this. This is our first National, and the response that we've received from the customers that have come up for our redemption program has been so so warming. We were overwhelmed. We've been overwhelmed. It was so overwhelmed that we extended our giveaway, which we've been told is one of the best here, if not the best, from 250 to 500. I just had to send one of my workers back home to get me another 250 autographs to give away. But it's worth it to see the smiles on people's faces. So far, two Mickey Mantles, two Ted Williams, and a Tris Beaker have been pulled at our booth that were giveaways.
Wow, that's fantastic. Why don't you tell people a little bit how they can contact you if they're interested in your products, and more information if they're looking for more information on historic autograph products.
You can easily go to our website, historicautographcompany.com, and you can email me directly. I can tell you, as the owner of the company, I answer every email personally. If you have any questions that are of an imperative nature, I will even give you my personal cell phone number so you can contact me.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Kevin, and enjoy the rest of your stay at the National.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy it. Thank you very much.
And welcome back to the program. Thanks to all our guests today, and thanks again to Ryan for bringing those interviews from the National Sports Collectors Convention in Baltimore. Lots of interesting things on the program there, just on that last interview. Again, getting out to these, he was overwhelmed by the response he was getting from his redemption program and from collectors out there. So that's what's so important. And definitely as collectors out there, it shows you that hey, everybody from Blowout Cards to Upper Deck to Historic Autograph Company, they're listening to what you have to say. They might not be able to turn it around right in their next product, because typically I saw today Topps was tweeting, hey, it's time to plan 2013 Allen and Ginter, which comes out, you know, about 8-9 months from now. So, you know, they plan it well in advance. So, you know, hey, you might have some complaints right when something comes out and their next couple sets maybe have those same issues. Give them a product cycle to get it right. And typically, I think, the more you voice your opinion, the more you give constructive criticism. I know they were teaching to me when I was in grade school that where you don't just totally bash something, where you try to, you know, instead of bashing something, give suggestions. If you're like, hey, that set sucked, maybe tell them why it sucked and maybe tell them some ways it could get better. Maybe it only had one hit and it was $40 a box, whereas you thought it should be two hits for 40 and it would have been a better deal, or whatever. Maybe more inserts, more serial numbers, more rookies, whatever it is, more die cuts, whatever you want to see more of. I encourage you to voice your opinion on Twitter, on email, however you want to do it, all the different ways, preferably, because that's the way you get heard these days, is because there's so many. There's Twitter and email, and we have all these different ways. It's definitely when you own a company and stuff, and you got customers and just, you know, business partners and all kinds of relationships, you're hearing it from all different angles. So if you're hearing it on Facebook and you're hearing it on email, hearing it on phones and hearing it on your website and on blog comments, then definitely you're going to pay attention. So I encourage you to let your opinion – that's what's great about the hobby, is that you can let your opinion be known and changes will be made. That doesn't happen everywhere. It doesn't necessarily happen in the video game world. Doesn't necessarily happen in the shoe and, you know, fashion world and all kinds of different ways in music and stuff like that. So the fact that you could have voiced your opinion and these companies are listening and they'll try to do their best to appease any kind of suggestions you might have, that should make you happy as a collector. It certainly makes me happy. And hey, that about wraps it up. Hopefully this episode made you at least a little bit happy. And hey, that about wraps it up today on today's program. We'll be coming back shortly. I'll be busting some Topps Chrome baseball and some Finest football. First time I've opened maybe a Finest hobby box in a long time. So I'm looking forward to that in our charity break. Thanks for all of you that have joined in and put some bids down, and we've been raising some money. So hopefully that all goes well and maybe get some nice cards for people. So that about wraps it up. Speaking of nice cards, hopefully you guys are getting some either in trades or on at card shops or on eBay or wherever you get your cards, on Amazon, on eBid or wherever. I don't know. There's all kinds of places to get cards these days because there's so many of them. So hopefully you're making the right choices. Hopefully it's all going well for you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back soon. We are out of here.